earlier examples of Richland County's 4th of July celebrations. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to U.S. GenWeb 1906 version, the first general celebration of the 4th of July was held in Richland County at Law's Landing in 1851. Ira S. Hazeltine was the orator for the day. Delegations were in attendance from Franklin, now what is Highland, Peddler's Creek, which became Linden, Muscadet, Orion, Richland City, Rockbridge, and intervening territories throughout. As aggregated, there were several hundred people in attendance. A cannon cast on the ground with two pigs of lead shipped from Galena for that purpose. It voiced its patriotic sentiment for the day and heralded the approach of arriving delegations. A notable event was promised as an attraction for the day, an arrival of the steamboat Enterprise, a flat-bottom stern-wheeler that tried to make a weekly trip between Galena, Illinois, then Dubuque, Iowa, Prairie du Chien, and on to Portage, Wisconsin, carrying passengers and freight. The steamer arrived, but it was not until the morning of July 5th, a day later. She blew her whistle, made her landing, and put a sack of sugar and what was else not stated in attendance. Perhaps the great attraction for the day was the celebration with a dance in early afternoon, and it was not uninterrupted until the arrival of the Enterprise. The music for the dance was furnished by a quartet from Madison at the expense of $50. As a news article about the event from the Richland Observer would say, dated 2nd of August 1979, found in the Richland County History Room in the Brewer Library. These old pictures were identified by Twyla Kepler. What proved to be a picture of a practice session for a sham battle for the 4th of July celebration in Bloom City, really recognizing what was the War of 1917. Men in uniform purchased their costumes, they paid their own money, and provided the performance. Within the year, most of those very same participants would be real soldiers in World War I. Pete Schaefer's house could be seen in the background. The celebration was held at Jassick's Grove at the head of Tar Hollow. That sham battle of, well, World War I, was highly advertised, resulting in the estimated crowd in attendance of close to 1,800 spectators. Photographer Rockwell took moving pictures of the performance, which took place across the grove. Some of the ladies were even pretending to faint when they saw the boys that fell during the presentation to make it appear even more realistic. The hat was passed to help defray the expenses for the day, a day celebrating the 4th of July.
This Richland County History Moment has been provided by the Richland County Historical Society. The Historical Society is a great asset to everyone. It promotes and supports Richland County history. It's time to plan your visit to the Yakey School Museum, a project of the Richland County Historical Society. The museum will be open Sunday afternoons in June, July, August, and September. It's a perfect time and place to renew your memories or to see for the first time what education was like in a one-room school. Your support of the Society will help ensure the work continues. For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are $20. All members receive the informative Achy Breaky News. A lifetime membership is also available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. You can be a part of promoting and supporting Richland County history by joining the Richland County Historical Society today.